Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2582. Life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep moving. By the NeuroGym team at myneurogym.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your very own personal narrator. Welcome to Optimal Living Daily, OLD, or OLD for short, where I read the best blogs to you with permission from the authors, covering productivity, minimalism, personal development, all that fun stuff. And with that, let's get right to another post and start optimizing your life. Life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep moving. By the NeuroGym team at myneurogym.com. Life will have its ups and downs. It'll throw you with situations you never thought you could handle. But you are strong. You are courageous. You are you. Life does not come with a manual. Although many would like to think there is one, we never really know what a day, week, month, or year will have in store for us. It's normal to experience instability. When we hit those severe slumps, especially ones where we feel like we want to isolate ourselves from the rest of the world, how do we keep moving forward? Sadly, there is no known recipe. However, there are a few ways to stay motivated. How to move through hardships and maintain your motivation. Number one, letting go. Be honest with yourself. If you knew that tomorrow was going to be a tough day, would you still go outside? For 90% of us, the answer would be no. However, what if the lesson learned in that situation would change your life forever? We never really know what is going to happen, the experiences we will witness, and the feelings we will feel. If we keep on avoiding the tough days and the difficult conversations, how will we ever grow? That's just it. You won't. Letting go means coming to terms with the idea that you truly will never know what is coming next, and understanding that even if what's next is hard, scary, or bad, the result of experiencing it can ultimately serve you if you have the right mindset. However, that does not mean you cannot prepare. If you find yourself constantly worried about facing your day, try establishing a daily routine. A routine can give a better chance of overall success by implementing practices that align your body and mind to face the day. This ultimately decreases the likelihood of hardships and distractions. Some practices you may want to implement into your daily routine are morning meditations, stretching, journaling, short walks, exercise, reading, or a no phone hour. Take a moment and choose three practices you are committed to adding to your daily routine today. Number two, establishing a why to stay motivated. We've all been there. We wake up one morning and we happen to be not in the mood for the day, whether it be work, being behind a project, or needing to compile a pitch presentation for your business, staying motivated is hard. There's no point in telling you that you will always bounce back after feeling unmotivated. Some lack motivation for years. That's not because they don't want to be inspired. They merely don't understand how. You need to understand your why. Why is it important that you face the day with balanced energy and focus? What's your end goal? How will having a successful day help you get closer to that goal? Defining not only your goals, but why you want to accomplish them will be pivotal in maintaining motivation. Some tips on establishing an effective and motivating why? Make it personal. This is meant to motivate you, so it has to resonate with you emotionally, spiritually, and physically. Set high stakes. The higher the stakes, the more likely you are to stay motivated. Or write it down and revisit it. Both the writing and the revisiting are training tools for your brain to keep your why at the forefront of your thoughts. Number 3, eliminate distractions. Distractions are what drastically diminish our productivity levels. We set 2 hours aside for some in-depth work only to find ourselves completing just 20 minutes of it because our Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram notifications keep going off. It's for this reason that you need to unlearn multitasking. Don't get me wrong, involving yourself in different spheres of life is good. However, as soon as you take on too many tasks, your brain loses focus and you can no longer effectively prioritize. The more time and effort you give to multiple things, the less focus you can give to successfully completing the critical few tasks. A single critical task completed is better than multiple half-finished tasks. Some tips for eliminating distractions: put your phone in another room and turn off notifications. Block out your calendar for focus time ahead of the day. Use a focus exercise before you start. Or find a focus playlist from your music provider and play it to help your brain get into a flow. And number 4, mix it up. We all learn through different experiences, but for us to actively engage in these experiences, we ought to leave the house. Experiences won't come to you. You need to actively go and search for them. The dopamine boosts derived from diverting from your everyday experiences can carry you through your next hard day and give you something to look forward to in the toughest of times. The way our bodies work is a mixture between learned experiences and cognitive challenges. When we have our thought processes challenged, we obtain a different point of view that can shift the way we think about certain circumstances and topics. If you isolate yourself from the rest of the world, you risk falling behind and effectively stopping your growth altogether. Stagnation is the death of all goal achievement. Challenging your comfort zone is difficult, and we understand that it can be anxiety-inducing for many individuals. However, you need to experience the world to be challenged by it. For this to happen, you need to venture outside your comfort zone. In summary, speed bumps and barriers in life are inevitable. When we feel them, it feels as if the entire world has ceased and we are fighting our battles alone. One thing you need to remember is that you are never alone. Understanding the dangers of stagnation and the necessity of maintaining a high degree of motivation brings you one step closer to living the successful, productive life you dreamed of. You just listened to the post titled, "Life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep moving," by the NeuroGym team at myneurogym.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to the team at My Neuro Gym for this one. Lots of suggestions and possible things to do in this one. Hopefully not too much where it's overwhelming or where you want to jump in and try everything all at once. Because as I've said before, that'll most likely lead to burnout or overwhelm, which isn't going to be helpful at best and somewhat harmful at worst since it can be demoralizing. We don't want to get ourselves into that situation. I'd ask you to think about which ones stood out to you the most or the one tactic that you remember from the article. If you can't remember anything, you can always re-listen, of course, but some were stretching, journaling, short walks, reading, meditation. That's just for the morning routine. Then there's establishing a why, eliminating distractions, mixing things up. All good ideas to try, of course, but hopefully there is one thing that stood out. For me, where I am right now, it's probably the distractions. I talked about it recently that I can stay in bed longer than I like because I start checking everything right on my phone right after the alarm goes off. And a text, email, or call will also have that effect while I'm working. So even just putting my phone out of reach for like an hour or two could have a huge impact. But let me know if something stands out or already works for you. Thank you for listening. Hope you're having a great morning, afternoon, or evening whenever you're listening to this. And I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.